Interesting talking to Tony Barnhart yesterday on our show, and I hope everybody out there had a chance to hear him. Tony, as knowledgeable as anybody about college football in the Southeast, not just the SEC, said a couple of things that to me got, you know, just prompted comments from other people, and that is that he thinks that Bobby Bowden will not have victories taken away from him by the NCAA. That's a pretty big story, especially in Tallahassee. And the other thing, too, was just, and I think he really put it into words, what Bobby Johnson has done in his tenure at Vanderbilt. And the fact that last year's team, I don't think is going to, when we look at it, will be a one-hit wonder. I think, you know, from here on in, you know, for a while, and Kevin, you're around that program a lot closer than I am, they're going to be contending every year now for a bowl. I'm not saying they're going to win the SEC, but as Tony correctly pointed out, the gap is closed between Vanderbilt and the rest of the SEC. They are no longer eons behind everybody. They have certain built-in disadvantages. Listen, the stadium disadvantage is to me, as big an obstacle, and there's nothing wrong with Vanderbilt Stadium, but you know, you look around the rest of the stadiums in the SEC, and it's pretty formidable, you know, when you start making those comparisons. Game day atmosphere has gotten a lot better at Vandy. It I think, used to be a major negative. I think with some of the games, especially, you know, the Auburn game and some of the other games, it's gotten much, much better. And it can be now used as an effective recruiting tool, you know, rather than, you know, trying to recruit around it. And I'll tell you what, and Joe Fisher, we can bring Joe in. You know, Joe grew up in Nashville. I mean, he was here for Coach McIntyre when they won. And I just talked to people. It's a totally different deal here because the SEC is I think, even tougher. The bar is set even higher. And, you know, Jerry DiNardo said the same thing. Bobby Johnson has done a phenomenal job without tooting his own horn and just doing it the right way.
Yeah, if you brought me into this, I agree with you. It is much different than it was before. But and I think we've talked about one of the reasons why I think Bobby and his staff have succeeded. And you mentioned it earlier, so many of the things at Vanderbilt are perceived as negatives. You know, and one of them is the situation. One of them is academics. You know, it's not the same thing as everybody else in the conference. And for years, coaches tried to coach around that and tried to say, you know, you can come here and succeed in spite of that. And Bobby and his staff have sort of embraced that and said, no, you can come here and succeed and be a part of that because it's part of the overall excellence of the university. And they have found a lot of young people who have been willing to embrace that and take that challenge. And so it doesn't hurt that they've had some success. The recruiting is much better. Facilities upgrades are in progress. Those were desperately needed and still are. But I think I agree with you, Mark. I think they're kind of on the uptick now to the point where if they have a season where they're not competing – for a winning record, competing for a bowl game, eventually maybe competing for a championship, they're going to be disappointed.
But I'll maintain, Joe, and again, you grew up, you know, coming to games here, and you've had a connection, you know, with Vanderbilt's program almost since you were a teenager. And game day atmosphere, to me, is the biggest difference. I mean, I remember 20 years ago when Watson was here and everything else. Let's face it. I mean, through the years, you know, you can sit there and say that the program on the product in the field is better, but the game day atmosphere was an embarrassment because it was more or less an extra home game for the big schools, not so much now anymore. And you saw, you know, the atmosphere for Auburn and everything like that. And that, to me, is one of the more impressive things that Bobby and his regime have brought to the table.
Well, even my first few years of doing the games, Mark, there were times when, and I remember one of the Tennessee games vividly, where in a stadium of 40,000 people, there must have been 37,000 of them wearing orange. And you wonder how those things can happen. But then you go back and think, well, it had been 20 years since they'd even beaten Tennessee, and most of those years they hadn't come close. Fans didn't want to go sit through that again. But now that you've given them something competitive and something they feel like actually they have a chance to win in these games, they show up, and they don't just sell their tickets to the opposition. Now, granted, the opposition still brings a lot of folks. And, you know, I'd love to see the day where, for example, like that Auburn game, it would be an overwhelming number of Vanderbilt fans in the stands. Maybe that day will come, but at least they've made the progress to the point now where fans don't stay home because they're afraid they're going to be embarrassed. You know, this team has competed at a level now consistently where they feel like they have a chance against pretty much anybody they line up against.
And, Joe, to segue from that into the spring game tomorrow morning, explain best you can how the format's going to work for the black and gold.
Probably going to go somewhere in the neighborhood. I was talking to Bruce Fowler yesterday, and he wasn't even quite sure of the entire format of the game yet. The coaches will all sit down and map that all out. It is a scrimmage. It's not divided into two separate, totally different teams, black and gold, necessarily. So you'll see first-team offense, second-team offense, third-team offense. You'll see first-team defense, second and third, and they'll go up against each other in different combinations. It'll probably be somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 to 85 plays, I would assume. Usually not a live kicking game. You don't want guys to get hurt returning a punt or a kick in a scrimmage, although they might decide to go ahead and do that. I don't think they will. It's pretty much the same format they've had in the last 3 or 4 years. They don't treat it like a – you know, I know some schools get together and they have a – they divide out the squad in two totally separate teams and they play each other. That's not the way this works. The coaches don't think you get as much out of that kind of situation as you do in a scrimmage where you get to see all the situations and combinations you want.
And then tomorrow in Raleigh, a real test for the Vanderbilt women's basketball team as they play top-seeded Maryland in the round of 16.
Yeah, and this is, according to seeding, this is the way it's supposed to have played out. They're meeting each other in the round of 16. We had quite a group that saw the team off yesterday as they headed to the airport to go to Raleigh, and they seem very relaxed and very confident, but this will be quite a challenge. And it's a Maryland team that struggled a bit early in the tournament. They seem to have found themselves in the second round, though, and played really well. So it will be quite a formidable challenge. But I don't think we put anything past this Vanderbilt team right now, the way they're playing, and hope that, though they will be at a size disadvantage again, if they continue to play with the intensity and the level of defense that they've played, they've got a good shot.
And for baseball, a trip down to Auburn this weekend?
Yep, big weekend, another road trip, excuse me, and 2-4 in the conference. So it's still early in conference play, but a couple of road wins would really be a huge boost for this team. And they've got to hopefully find some offense. Didn't pitch that poorly at all last weekend, but only came up with the one victory at Kentucky. So you can't continue to lean on those great arms and hope to win a lot of 3-1 and 4-2 games. They've got to try to score some runs.
And War Eagle on that. Joe, we'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, we'll see you.
Okay. Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, each morning here on the Wake Up Zone.